This year has been dedicated, L'kovod Eli Westreich, L'zivag Hogan V'yofa, B'ito Yubazmanoi, Yirotzein She'yizke, L'toira U'l'hatzlocha V'nachas, L'oirach Yomim M'shonim Toivim V'noim, M'toich Menuchas HaNefesh U'Menuchas HaGuf, Ad Me'ya V'esrim Shana. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Dachnun Dalid. The Gemara on the Amid Beis says as follows. Atama Techfa goes back to what the Mishnah says, that how much could be missing in the Gargaras, and the animal will still be Kshayra. So that the Shimon ben Gamliel says, it's able to have up to the size of a hole that's as big as the Isser HaYitalki, this type of coin that's called the Isser HaYitalki. Amar Ze'iri, to that Ze'iri said, he told the people of the his yeshiva in Babel, Atun deloy mischami lechoin, shi'ura, you, that you never saw the size of what an Isser HaYitalki means, what it looks like. You never saw the way Reb Shimon ben Gamliel measured and had this Isser HaYitalki. Shi'urei b'dinori k'dino. So therefore you should use a dinar that's used in the mountains of Ararat. Like Rashi says, Hore Ararat is a turei k'kardoi. So that's the same as k'dino, the same as this place. Umisht the havak ipshita z'tzarti. That dinar kurdino is the same as a small pruta of nechayshas, a small pruta of copper. And you could find this type of dinar between among the money that's found in Pumbedisa, the small coins that are found in Pumbedisa. Amrav Chone Pisayro, the Gemara brings down of a certain Shulchani, he was a money changer. Kipshutoi simply said he was a simple person. He was a money changer, and he testified the following: Ilo minoi havakoi barnafcha. At one point, barnafcha came to me, and there are some mepharshim that explain that barnafcha is a name, was the way Rabbi Yochanan was referred to. So barnafcha here is really Rabbi Yochanan, that he's saying that Rabbi Yochanan came to him. Uvo mini dinar kodino, he asked me I should give him this type of dinar, the shari beitrefta. He wanted to be able to measure the hole in the gagares of an animal to know if the animal is trade for kshayra. So in other words, this money changer was testifying how Rav Yochanan wanted such a coin. In other words, that we find that Rav Yochanan used actually, practically, use this coin to measure the size of a trefah. Now, this Shulchani, this money changer, threw in a side point and he said as follows, the void is making me come, eh? I really wanted to get up in front of Rav Yochanan, for Lo Yishevkani, and he did not let me get up for him. Amar Li, Rav Yochanan, what he told me was, shave, bini, shave, sit down, my son, sit. Since you're busy doing work, you're not allowed to get up for me, like we learned. Ein valei umnius yashoyin, lamei v'mnei tamidach hachomim, v'shosh asukim v'melachton. Workers that are hired by other people are not allowed to get up for tamidach hachomim when they are busy with their job, since they're going to be taking away from the work that they're doing if they're going to stand up. The moment that it takes to stand up is a reduction of work, and they're obligated to use every bit of their time for their employer, and therefore they're not allowed to stand up, even though a regular person is obligated to honor Talmud Chacham and stand up for him. They're not permitted because they're not allowed to reduce their work, being that they're being paid. The law, in fact, the Gemara, they're not allowed to. So tonight, and the Chay we lived in a Mishnah called Bali Umnius Oimimimim. The Mishnah tells us in Bikurit that when the people would get together and they would go up to Yushalayim carrying and bringing their Bikurim to Yushalayim, so they made a whole parade, and the Mishnah goes through and describes how they went. They would gather together, they would go together, they'd have flutes, all the whole story, the whole way they would bring their Bikurim to Yerushalayim. And here the Mishnah says, Kobali Unyas Aimdimibnam, all different workers would stand up in honor of the people bringing Bikurim to Shalim Bishlamim. They would greet them, they would tell them, they would greet them, they would tell them, people from such and such place, come with peace. So you see that even though people were hired by others, even people, even workers in the middle of their work, would stand up for the people bringing Bikurim. So if they were allowed to stand up, so why wasn't this Shulchani allowed to stand up? Why wasn't the money changer allowed to stand up for Rabbi Yochanan? Why is it that workers are not allowed to stand up for Talmid Chacham? Rabbi Yochanan answers, there's a difference. The reason why there's a difference in front of people that bring Bikurim, workers are allowed to and are obligated to stand up, and for Talmid Chachamim, they're not obligated and they're not allowed to stand up because they're not allowed to reduce their work. And that the Gemara says, from this you see, from the fact that we stand up, that workers are obligated to stand up for people bringing Bikurim and not for Talmid Chachamim, you see how dear it is doing a mitzvah b'shaita, doing a mitzvah in its time. That for the people that are bringing Bikurim, which are performing a mitzvah in its proper time for them, the workers who are hired by others are obligated to stand up. And for Talmid Chachamim, which we would think are more chashuv, for them, for Talmid Chachamim, we don't stand up. So the Gemara says, you're coming to prove that performing a mitzvah in its proper time is more chashuv than a Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara, Mimai, no, maybe you're incorrect. Maybe, in truth, a Talmud Chacham is more chashuv, is more important, is deserving more respect than someone performing a mitzvah in its proper time. However, there's a different consideration over here, and that is, we don't want to bring a michshol for the people of that bring Bikurim. We want to encourage the people who are bringing Bikurim. We want them to come back and do it again next year. But really, in truth, a Talmud Chacham is more choshuv, is more respectful, is more deserving of respect. Now, at the beginning, the Gemara wanted to say that someone performing a mitzvah in its time is more choshuv than a Talmud Chacham. And for him, we would stand up, despite that for a Talmud Chacham, we don't stand up. The Gemara then says, no, perhaps it's not because doing a mitzvah in its proper time is more choshuv, it's only that we have to have another consideration that we want to encourage them to do it again. According to the first way of understanding, that it's because doing a mitzvah in its proper time is more choshuv. So why should it be? Why should it be that performing a mitzvah in its proper time is more choshuv than a Talmud Chacham? So the Pnei Yeshua in Kiddushin explains that he's asked, what do you mean a Talmud Chacham also is busy learning Torah, and Torah is the greatest mitzvah? So why wouldn't a Talmud Chacham carry with him the naila, the advantage of him doing a mitzvah as well, and the most important mitzvah? So the Pnei Yeshua explains, because even though Talmid Chachamim learn a lot of Torah, but they're not necessarily involved in Torah every single second. And when this Talmud Chacham is walking down the street, perhaps he's not involved in learning, and at that time he's not performing a mitzvah, and for that reason, workers should not stand up for him, whereas the people who are bringing Bikurim, it's part of the bringing of the Bikurim, so it's all part of the mitzvah, and that's why you have to stand up for them. The Neid Vihud and the Chassam Sofer, on the other hand, they explain differently. They say, what do you mean? For sure, a Talmud Chacham, when he's walking around, he's for sure thinking and learning. and therefore he's certainly involved in Limud HaTorah every moment, and therefore you can't differentiate by saying that the people bringing Bikurim are performing a mitzvah now and the Talmud Chacham is not performing a mitzvah now. However, the Na'ezvi Yehuda says that the explanation is that despite the fact that a Talmud Chacham is thinking about learning, in learning, and he's involved in a mitzvah, nevertheless, there's something special and dear for doing a mitzvah in its time, a mitzvah that doesn't come so often. It doesn't come by every day. It's unusual. There's a special chavivos, there's a special dearness that we have for such a mitzvah, and for that's why we stand up for the people that bring Bikurim. The Chasam Sofer, according to the Gemara's Hava Mina. The Chasam Sofer explains that even though the Talmud Chacham is in fact assumed to always be learning, nevertheless, here thinking about learning is not considered like speaking and learning, and it's not the complete fulfillment of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and that's why we don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. The people bringing Bikurim are performing the full fulfillment of the mitzvah. Masha Enkein, on the other hand, the Talmud Chacham, even though he's thinking and learning, that's only a partial kiyum of the mitzvah, it's not the full kiyum of the mitzvah, and that's why the ones bringing Bikurim are more deserving of honor. So that was all to explain what the Gemara thought originally, is that the people who bring Bikurim are more deserving of honor than Talmid HaChamim. But then the Gemara came along and said, no, really I'll tell you that Talmid HaChamim are more honorable. It's just that, and it's not because the reason we stand up for the people bringing Bikurim is not because it's so dear, this mitzvah b'shaita, and that's why it overrides, it's even greater than people who are Talmid HaChamim. But rather it's because of another consideration that we want to make sure that they'll be encouraged to do the mitzvah again next year. So you could ask why, like, what are we so worried about? You know, there's so many other people giving them chizuk. There's the, like we explained, the Mishnah goes through a whole description of how they had a parade, and there's so many other people giving them honor. Like, what are we so worried about that if these employees won't give them honor, then these people bringing Bikurim might not bring Bikurim the next year? Where exactly does it fit in that we have to make sure even the last person down the line goes and stands up for them? Okay, that's another discussion, perhaps for another time. But at the end of the day, the Gemara answered that it's because Shaloi Tahim Achshilon Nasalavai. Simply, we would say, according to the Gemara's Maskana, there's no such thing as this special dearness of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito. And indeed, the Tosfos Rid says, Mesech Tekidushin, that a worker should only stand up for people that come from a very far land and to do a mitzvah of whenever you have this far Shalitei Mashina Nasalavai. But if it's a mitzvah that's unusual, but they're not coming from a distant land, there's no cheshash Shalitei Mashina Nasalavai, then the employees should not stand up for the ones doing the mitzvah. However, the Rav in the Mishnayis, he says we stand up for the people bringing Bikurim because it's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito. And that's why we stand up for people that are bringing an Aron of a Mace. And that's why we stand up when it's by a Bris Milah, we stand up for the Kfater that comes in bringing the child for the Bris Milah, we stand in because he's also doing a mitzvah that's unusual, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito. So the Rav is an explanation on the Mishnayis. Perhaps you would say he's going according to the point in the Gemara, not according to the Maskana. However, the Shelti Giboyrim, on the side of the Mordechai Mesach de Shabbos, he says that the Maram would stand up during a Bris Milah. He says the reason why the Maram would stand up during a Bris Milah is because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito. So it seems quite clear from the from the Shilta Gibayrim, that even according to the Maskana, we still continue with this concept that it's important we have to give special kashivos for one that performs a mitzvah that's irregular, that's unusual, that's uncommon, even after the Gemara gave its answer. Similarly, the Marit in Kiddushin says a very similar thing. He says, even according to the Maskana, that we said that the only reason why employees stand up for, and that people are bringing Bikurim, the only reason why we come on to that extra svara of Shalaytei Mashin La'asalavai is only for workers that are employed by somebody else, that we have to give them a special heter, that even though somebody else hired them and they're reducing their amount of time that they're working on the clock, there we need to come on to a special svara. The only way we could override their obligation to their employer is only with this special reasoning of Shalaytei Mashin La'asalavai. But even according to the Maskana, we still say the concept Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. For those people that aren't employed, if they're self-employed, or they're not in the middle of doing work, they should nevertheless stand up whenever it's an unusual mitzvah because of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. In other words, even according to the Maskana, the concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita as being a reason to stand up still exists. And according to this, we can explain that is the reason why people should stand up by a bris milah when the kfata comes in, or perhaps the whole bris milah, and that's why we should stand up for people carrying the aron of a mace, and the rav, what the rav says, could still be is still understandable, even according to the maskana, because even according to the maskana, this is the reason to stand up for anyone that's not employed. And in truth, this could even fit with the Taisus Reed, because the Taisus Reed was only saying that an employee should not stand up unless you have the reasoning of Shalaytei Mashilam La'asalavai. But the Taisus Reed could also agree that if someone's not employed, then they should stand up, even if it's only the vort of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito. Now there's another case of where people discuss this concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito. I was once by a chasana, and like what is commonly known, that when the chasana and kala walk in, that when they walk down to the chuppah, at least many people have this custom, we'll call it, of standing up as the chasana walks by, as the kala walks by. And I was once sitting by a chuppah near the Baron Feldman Shlita, and he explained the reason to stand up is because of this rule that we have over here, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. You're supposed to stand up for Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So the explanation is, like we said, that even according to the Maskana, if someone's not employed, they should go and they should stand up for Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Later I found that there's a Sefer Yismach Lev, written by Menachem Savitz, that he looked for a source for this custom that people are accustomed to standing up when the chassan walks down and the kala walks down to the chuppah. And he says he discussed it with the Shlomo Miller Shlita, and he said the same thing. The reason for this custom is because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And then he brings down a very interesting thing. He says he spoke this over with Rishal Belsky Zatzal, Yibad V'chaim L'chaim, and he said the following. He said that he saw that Yabiakov Kamenetsky would also, when Yabiakov Kamenetsky would be by a chuppah, he would stand up. And again, the reasoning being that even though we can't find a source to this custom, nevertheless, there's good reasoning for it based on the arasugyo of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito, that we stand up for people that perform a mitzvah that's unusual, that doesn't come by every day. But then he says, Sedevelsky, he saw by chuppis that Moshe Feinstein Zatzal would not stand up. And Moshe would not stand up for the chassan walking down. And Moshe would not stand up for the kala walking down. And his reasoning was that we don't find the source for this custom of standing up for the chassan and kala. It's a new custom that people became accustomed to doing here in America, and it came from the reformer conservative that had such a custom, and it got mixed in to our crowd, and it's an improper custom, and therefore Elisha Zatzal would not stand up. So I will leave off. I'm not going to tell people what to do, but one could understand that the understanding is that it's apparently there is, we don't find a source, a written source for this custom. Perhaps it's a new custom. Perhaps there is reasoning for it. And Moshe Zatzal Lemaisa was against doing it. And one can ask their Paisik what they recommend them to do, how they should fear this. But if you see by a chasana, some people do stand up, some people don't stand up, this can be the explanation for those that do stand up and the explanation for those that don't stand up.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.